This is what's trending today. Donald Trump sent out one of his most popular tweets as president just after midnight on Wednesday. It was not about jobs or fake news. It was about constant negative press. It was retweeted and liked hundreds of thousands of times before he deleted it around 6 in the morning. Suddenly, social media was filled with people wondering how to pronounce the word, and others tried to figure out what it meant. Some people thought President Trump was in the middle of writing a message and sent it by accident. Later on Wednesday morning, Trump wrote, "Who can figure out the true meaning of kofif? Enjoy." The dictionary publisher Merriam-Webster has been known to correct Trump's misspellings and misuse of words on Twitter. With this latest kofif, someone who writes tweets for the dictionary publisher wrote, "Wakes up, checks Twitter, regrets checking Twitter, goes back to bed." Based on the context, many thought it should have been coverage instead of kofif. But that did not stop people from teasing Trump about the tweet. The New York Times opinion writer Charles M. Blow wrote, "And just before you serve it, you hit it with a dash of kofif." Blow included a video that appears to show Trump adding a dash of salt to food. Other people thought kofif might be a good replacement for product names. One person wrote, "Don't talk to me before my morning kofif." Late-night television host Jimmy Kimmel, a comedian who writes jokes for a living, was sad about kofif. He wrote, "I'll never write anything funnier than kofif." Some people replaced words from famous songs with the new word kofif. Others created new Twitter profiles with the word kofif, including those of a fictional wizard and warrior. The two got into a Twitter battle with each other, each saying they were the ones summoned by Trump's tweet. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.